A lot of House Republicans say they don't like the latest GOP debt ceiling proposal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis in for Jeremy Hobson. Republican House Speaker John Boehner's plan to cut the federal deficit won't get a vote today after other GOP House members said the plan doesn't cut enough. Now, that adds to the anxiety that a debt deal won't be reached before the Treasury Department says the country could default next week. The federal government that would take a big hit with higher borrowing costs, and local governments could be affected as well. From Portland, Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
The Coin Cottage is a storefront in Portland. Owner Paul Rigby mostly buys and sells rare old coins. But he says this summer, small-time speculators are paying the bills.
I have clients that come in that are buying gold, silver, precious metals because of their concern about the debt.
Gold is seen by some as the safest investment. A debt downgrade would make everyone's loans more expensive, so many are locking in their mortgages now, or so says real estate agent Jeff Bale.
They've been sitting maybe on the fence watching properties and are deciding now to write the offer with hopes of getting into contract and locking an interest rate.
And then there are cities and local governments. They have to get loans to build roads and schools. The city of Portland is scheduled to issue $43 million worth of bonds next week. But Treasurer Eric Johansson says he might hold back.
If there's some uncertainty out there and sales are getting pulled nationally, then we might just pull back and wait for this issue to get resolved.
Maryland and California have both put off bond sales recently because of debt worries. In Portland, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel for Marketplace.
Over in Silicon Valley, a patent war is breaking out. The battle is between big smartphone titans, companies such as Apple and Google, who are in a race to buy up patents from defunct tech firms. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
Apple recently spent $2.6 billion as part of a consortium that bought up thousands of mobile tech patents from Nortel Networks, a bankrupt Canadian tech company. So is Apple planning to use these patents to build great new stuff? Probably not.
They are using patents to slow down the competitors or even remove the competitors from the field.
Chetan Sharma is a mobile analyst and patent expert. He says when an industry expands as quickly as the smartphone market did, companies often end up using technology patented by firms that are no longer players, and they infringe on each other's patents, too. By buying up patents, they can force their competitors to pay patent fees and raise the price of competing products.
Additionally, it also allows the company to start a new revenue stream.
The next big prize in the multi-billion-dollar patent war is a company called InterDigital. Its only real assets are thousands of mobile patents, just what Apple and Google are looking for. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are mostly lower at the moment. Asian shares were mostly down today as well. Nissan said today profit fell 10% last quarter, but that's less than expected. Japan's second biggest car maker says part shortages after the massive earthquake are actually easing up. The world's biggest internet retailer, Amazon.com, said revenue surged in its second quarter. That's thanks to sales of its Kindle electronic reader and other devices. Wall Street yesterday, the debt ceiling tussle continues to affect markets here at home. The Dow lost 91 points to close at 12,501.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success. On the web at Farmers.com.
The state of Arizona is hoping to save at least $500 million by freezing enrollment in some Medicaid programs. Now, one of those programs covers nearly 6,000 people with serious medical conditions. Reporter Paul Atkinson wraps up a two-part series on those Medicaid cuts and has the story of one Arizona couple whose Medicaid coverage ends this week.
June Nelson sits behind several thick binders of medical bills. They document her breast cancer and back problems and the glaucoma, diabetes, and heart attacks of her husband, Bill.
I've had to do this to keep track of all the doctor bills because Bill has so many doctors.
He's had two heart attacks and needed 22 stents implanted to carry blood to his heart. The medical costs wiped out the couple's savings.
We were no longer able to afford our private insurance, and we had to ask the state for assistance.
The Nelsons are too young for Medicare. Bill's 60, June is 58. But 2 years ago, they qualified for a state-run Medicaid program. It's for people without insurance who have catastrophic or chronic medical conditions that bring their income below 40% of the poverty level.
This medical expense deduction program is something that was a godsend.
Nora Nunez is an attorney with Community Legal Services. She's helping the Nelsons after Arizona policymakers froze enrollment in the program to help balance the state budget. It cost Arizona $82 million a year. The Nelsons' coverage ends Sunday, and they can't re-enroll.
There is nothing they can do right now. I am still trying to find options for them.
One alternative is enrolling in a federal program for people with pre-existing conditions. But there's a catch. Enrollees must wait 6 months after their current insurance ends.
I was hoping that there would be an exception for people who clearly cannot afford to wait 6 months. But that is not the case.
Bill may not be able to wait that long. He's needed stent replacements every 6 months. His last was in early June. That means he may need a replacement before the federal insurance kicks in.
It's scary. It's very, very scary. We just don't know where we're going to go with this.
There's always the emergency room, but the Nelsons are still paying off emergency room bills from years earlier. In Phoenix, I'm Paul Atkinson for Marketplace.
And finally, new research published in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences says generosity could be the result of more than just social pressure of charity. Scientists at the University of California, Santa Barbara performed computer simulations testing whether evolution would select against generosity when there's no chance of payback, like when people tip a waiter they'll never see again. What did they come up with? Well, being generous could be evolutionary, that we just really want to be nice. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. We're online at marketplace.org. You can get podcasts there and check the numbers throughout the day. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
I say steam power, you say what? Locomotives? Industrial Revolution? Robert Fulton, maybe? Nuh-uh.
We throw away an amount of heat from making electricity that is sufficient to heat almost all of the buildings in the United States.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Sustainability through steam. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.